I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now. Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in to Chico Now. I am your Tuesday host, Jessica Wilkerson, and you're listening to us on 104.5 FM or 930 AM. And we're here with one of my friends, Margie Ruger. She is the director at the Butte County Child Abuse Prevention Council, and also called CAPC. So you'll hear me call it CAPC periodically, because back in the day when I worked in Reading, I worked for our Shasta County CAPC for 3 years. And I just love them. They have a very special, dear place in my heart. And Margie is just a phenomenal woman. So why would I not want to have her on the show? Right, guys? So they have a bunch of things coming up for our community. Margie, will you explain to our listeners, what is the Butte County Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council?
Okay, well, the Child Abuse Prevention Council in Butte County, I just want to brag a little bit. We're celebrating our 40th anniversary this year. So we are going to be hosting an event on October 16th. And that event is going to be happening at the Butte College Foster Kinship Care Office at 5:30 in the afternoon, in the evening until 7. So anybody would like to come and check that out. It's going to be a great event, and we're going to be talking about all of our advocacy that we've been doing for the last 40 years. But our council, we meet every month, and we meet the third Thursday of the month at 9:30 in the morning, and we go until 11. And our goal, of course, is to educate the community and professionals about preventing child abuse and neglect, and also to educate about the signs and symptoms of child abuse and maltreatment, so that people can be aware of what to look for and how to prevent it with their own children. And so it's a very exciting field to be in. We just wish that we weren't needed anymore.
Oh, yeah. It is sad that we need you, but it's wonderful that you're there.
Thank you.
And I would like everyone to remember that I didn't know this. When my son was a little dude and I would help out in his Sunday school classroom, I had no idea that Sunday school teachers and clergy are mandated reporters. Nobody told me that. I wouldn't have known what that meant if they would have told me that. And so I think it's really important, really, 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 really important for people to understand what that is and that it's a big deal. Because while you might be a great parent, and most of the people in there are wonderful parents, there is now and then a little one who is really struggling with some stuff. And they're probably the annoying kid, or the reserved one, or the one that's, you know, just kind of a little bit off. And usually it is those ones, because they don't know what to do with themselves when they're in these normal, healthy environments. So Margie, you provide training for for folks who are mandated, who fall in that category of mandated reporters.
Yes, we have training from an hour up to 3 hours. And every year I train about 800 professionals and parents. And professionals, of course, there's 43 different categories of professions in the state of California that are actually legally mandated to report suspected child abuse. So they have to know their legal responsibility, and there are consequences for not reporting suspected child abuse. So it is our goal, of course, to educate them about how to make a report, what the timeliness of when they need to file, the signs and things to look for, and how to address the issue with a child, how to approach them and give them those tools so that they can be effective mandated reporters.
Mm. And if somebody feels like, I want to know more about that, how would they reach you?
Probably the best way to reach us is through either email, which is just buttecapc@gmail.com. They can look us up on our website, which is buttechildabuseprevention.com, or they can call us at 530-899-3000. 3318. And we can come out and do trainings. I've done trainings with various church groups. I've done trainings with parents. And a lot of the things with parents that I like to talk about is their responsibility. There's a lot going on about with sexual abuse that's been with the subway with Jared and things like that. And I just think it's really important that parents remember that it really is their responsibility to make sure, you know, when their kids go with somebody else, that this person is somebody that they feel safe being around, and make sure that they ask the appropriate questions from that person that they're going to be leaving their child with. And if that person is not willing to have them stay, if it's for some kind of activity where the kids are dropped off, that's a red flag. If it's a person that's taking care of children that doesn't have their own children, that can be a red flag. So I just think it's really important that it is parents. I know kids need to learn safe touch, but I just can't emphasize enough that it really is about parents being involved and knowing where their kids are going and who they're going with, and dropping in on those activities if they are leaving them somewhere.
Oh, the periodic drop-in. Also, I think it's customary for parents when they pick their child up to say, "Did you have fun?" And they're doing it in front of the child care provider. But that put, if anything, any funny business happened, the child is not going to be forthright in front of the abuser.
That's a really good point. You know, it would be a good discussion in the car.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you can bring up those discussions. Did anybody touch you in an appropriate way? And just go ahead and be willing to bring those discussions up. And it makes it, honestly, a little bit more normalized if you ask and just check in with your child on a regular basis if you are leaving them with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we try to make sure everybody has background checks and that, you know, they're appropriate to be around kids. But, you know, perpetrators are very, very good at finding ways to get access to children.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, and we're here with Margie Ruger from the Butte County Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council. And, you know, guys, I am kind of falling down on my game. We don't watch TV in our house. It is, you know, we just have really busy lives, and the TV doesn't come on that often. I had no idea about what happened with Jared from Subway and all the stuff. So Margie was filling me in, and that is really horrible. Horrible. So I wanted to ask Margie, say these kids are coming home from camp and they would have been one of the victims. Okay, so if you guys don't know what happened, if any of you are like me, Margie, fill them in a little bit.
Okay, well, last week, all the headline news was that Jared from Subway, who'd been their spokesman for 20 plus years, who had lost a tremendous amount of weight, he started a camp with his foundation that basically helped morbidly obese children to become healthy weight-wise. And unfortunately, the children, some of them that went to the camp, were actually sexually abused by Jared and some of the other administrators from the camp. And it's just a big pattern that we see that goes on, you know, with the national swim team had a same kind of issue. We had the same thing with gymnastics and with the Penn State. So my message is that perpetrators, they find a way to get access to children, and that's where it's really a parent's responsibility to make sure, no matter how good meeting those people might be and you think that your kid is going to be safe there, if things don't seem right when you drop them off or they don't let you stay or those kinds of things, then those are things that you should start inquiring about, making sure when you do pick your children up, ask them those questions. Was everything okay there? Were your boundaries respected? And just make it a conversation that doesn't feel awkward. And then that way, they'll feel more comfortable telling you if something did go wrong.
Because mm-hmm. a lot of times, in my experience and as a therapist, kids don't tell their parents because they want to protect their parents. They think, this will break my mom's heart if she finds out. Or they're afraid of punishment, like secondary punishment. If my mom knows that that happened over at Billy's house, she won't let me go to anybody's house. And then I won't even get to go over to Sarah's house or Mandy's house or whoever. And so then they keep to themselves.
Right. And you know, the other thing is that the child actually feels guilt. And mm-hmm. oftentimes the perpetrator is someone known to them. And like the case with Jared, you know, here he is, a high profile individual that these kids were looking up to probably for many years of their lives. And they just don't want to think that this person that everybody has, you know, high esteem for could do this. And so it's very complicated for children. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then it can be, if it's a family member, it's doubly complicated because it's the person that they look to for safety, security. And if it's an uncle or something like that, it can cause a lot of family friction. And, you know, sometimes the perpetrators actually tell the children, you know, if you tell, I will harm, you know, a cat, or I will harm somebody that you love. Mm-hmm. And so it's a very complicated issue. One of the things that I can say that's a positive is that, you know, sexual abuse is not our most high reason that reports are made. Only about 7% of our children in Butte County are removed due to sexual abuse.
That is wonderful.
So that's good news. But it's something that's so scarring for the children and has such consequences for them that we really do like to talk about it and, you know, bring it up so that people can communicate, because it makes people very uncomfortable to talk mm-hmm. about it.
And some other forms of abuse are?
Of course, physical abuse, emotional abuse, and our most common reason that mandated reporters and others call Child Protective Services and is because of neglect. And there's general neglect, and then there's severe neglect. And in our county, about 70% of the children are removed due to neglect or severe neglect. So, and that kind of goes hand in hand with families that have drug and alcohol addiction in their homes. And those, the addiction disease takes hold, and their children become secondary. So that's what we see a lot of in most of the North State. That's the prevalent reason that children are removed for protection, so that their families can get some help with their addiction disease.
Okay, guys, we have one more commercial break. When we come back, Margie will tell us about some of the fun things that are happening in our community to help provide the protective factors to avoid neglect and abuse, and give you a little info about how to contact her.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now every Tuesday. And on Mondays, I host also, but that Monday episode is called Helping People. And we talk about ways to improve your life, whether it's your family, your marriage, your kids, your work, your profession, or your own depression, anxiety, etc. So listen in on Mondays to talk to Helping People. But we're back here with Margie Ruger. And she is with the Butte County CAPC, Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council. And she wanted to give you a couple tips. So if you happen to volunteer in your church is preschool, Sunday school, or you do home daycare, or you're just regularly around kids, what are some signs, since 70% of the kids are removed due to neglect, what would be some, just a couple quick tips that people would be able to raise red flags to say, oh, I don't think this kid is getting the right kind of care?
Well, and some of the things you'll see with these children that are neglected, they'll wear the same clothing day after day, so they don't smell very well, so somebody's not making sure that they're bathed regularly and that they have clean clothes. The other thing that you might see are kids that are hungry. They might, if you're providing a lunch or breakfast, they're going to be the first kid that sits down to eat and will eat all of it and then figure out ways to actually maybe take food home. So those are some real quick, easy ways and that you can see that a child might be neglected. And, you know, it's also children that are neglected oftentimes are very indiscriminate about their relationships with others. So they might, you know, become very close to you very, very quickly. And so that might be a red flag for you to consider. But I did want to just talk about some of the wonderful things that our community is doing. And some of the things I'd like to talk about is the CASA Fun Run Superhero Run that's coming up September 19th. Here in Chico, and that event helps to pay for the court-appointed special advocates that we have that they pair them up with foster children so that they have another caring adult in their lives. So that's a really great protective factor.
And that's through the NVCSS, Northern Valley
Catholic Social Service. We also have Up on the Ridge in Paradise. We're having the second annual Family Resource Fair, and these are all available to the community, and that will be taking place Saturday, October 10th, and that's from 10 to 2 o'clock at the Paradise Masonic Lodge. That's a great event, free food for families to come out, and lots of fun activities for kids. We're also having the second annual Buddy Walk that's going to be happening in Chico for kids with Down syndrome, and that can be found on a Facebook page. It's the second annual Buddy Walk. It's B-U-D-D-Y Walk, and we'll be down there, and it's a lot of, you don't even have to do the walk, but you can come out and enjoy the resource fair that'll take place, and that's October 3rd on Saturday at Bidwell Park, and the CASA Fun Run Rock, of course, is in Bidwell Park as well.
Chico Creek Counseling helped last year with the Buddy Walk and the Resource Fair. And those kids are so cute. Oh, my goodness. I just want to just pinch their cheeks and just eat them up.
It was a fun event. I really had a good time there. And then some of the other things that we're working on is a Mother Strong group, which is educating local parents about the issue of perinatal mood and anxiety disorder. Oh. And they can find out a lot about that just by dialing 211, our local resource number, to call up and find information about local free resources and to see things that can help you out. And then another group that's coming to speak before our council is the Diaper Bank that's just now starting up in Chico, and we're going to help with that. And then I can always use volunteers. We are doing a parenting class now. We've been doing it for 9 months at the Torres Shelter, the homeless shelter. It's on Thursday evenings from 6:50 to 8:10, and we always have child care for the children there, and then we have a class that goes on that night. So we can use volunteers for that or volunteers to help with any of our events. So if you'd like to get a hold of me, my phone number is 530-519-4248. Or as I said, you can check us out on Facebook, and that's Butte County Child Abuse Prevention Council. And we're also on the World Wide Web as ButePreventChildAbuse.com.
Wow. You guys are all over. I love it. I love it. I love it. So the soonest thing is from Northern Valley Catholic Social Services, and that's the CASA Superhero Run, and that's to raise money for the CASA workers. And if you guys don't know what a CASA worker is, it's someone, when children are removed from their home and they're going through the court system, it's really scary. And they're given their own attorney. So the parent has an attorney, CPS has an attorney, and the child has an attorney. But the child has their own attorney, and that's really scary for a kiddo. So a CASA worker is somebody who can kind of go alongside the child, find out what's going on with them, go in a little deeper. They don't have, you know, attorneys don't have all that time. And then help be their voice. Help them feel like they're not alone in this whole thing, that there's somebody who cares and who's smart and can figure all this out with them. All right. Well, thank you, Margie, for coming on. I really appreciate you taking your time to come down here, and have a good day.
Thank you.